ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 24 श्लोक 38। मदीयं महिमानं च परं ब्रह्मेति शाब्दितम् वेत्स्यसि अनुग्रहीतां मे सम्पर्शनैर्विवर्तम हृदि। Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. You will be thoroughly advised and favored by me, and because of your inquiries, everything about my glories, which are known as Param Brahma, will be manifest within your heart. Thus, you will know everything about me. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 15.15, सर्वस्य चाहं हृदि सन्निविष्टो मत्तस्मृति ज्ञानम अपोहनम च। द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड परमात्मा इज सिचुएटेड इन एवरीवन्स हार्ट एंड फ्रॉम हिम कम रिमेम्बरेंस नॉलेज एंड फॉरगेटफुलनेस। द लॉर्ड रिवील्स हिमसेल्फ इन प्रपोर्शन टू वन्स सरेंडर टू हिम। ये यथा माम प्रपद्यन्ते तांस तथैव भजामि अहम्। In responsive cooperation, the Lord reveals Himself in proportion to one's surrender. That which is revealed to one who is fully surrendered is who fully surrenders is different from what is revealed to one who surrenders partially. Everyone naturally surrenders to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, either directly or indirectly. The conditioned soul surrenders to the laws of nature in material existence. But when one fully surrenders to the Lord, material nature does not act upon him. Such a fully surrendered soul is favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. Mam eva ye prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. One who has fully surrendered the Lord has no fear of the modes of material nature. For everything is but an expansion of the Lord's glories. Sarvam kalaud idam brahma. And these glories are gradually revealed and realized. The Lord is the supreme purifier, paramam brahma, paramam dhamma, pavitram paramam bhavan. The more one is purified and the more he wants to know about the supreme, the more the Lord reveals to him. Full knowledge of Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagwan is revealed to the pure devotees. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, out of compassion for them, I, dwelling in their hearts, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. If a child is asked to speak in front of his parents and teachers, especially that child who is not an obedient child, his speaking in front of his parents and teachers is considered as a haughtiness on the part of the child. At the same time, it is a sign of love, affection and kindness on the part of the parents. Everyone who is present in this wonderful spiritual dham has nourished my Krishna consciousness on day-to-day basis. My coming and sitting and speaking is nothing, but whatever I have received from all of you, just trying to submit in front of all of you in return. So when I was preparing for this class, the subject matter of surrendering to the Supreme Lord and reciprocation of the Lord in different way the living entity surrenders. The matter was so huge that it was difficult for me to compile the whole thing. Then I thought that let me just go through the life of a great Vaishnava, Mahatma, and through that life try and take these points of Lord's favor to the Vaishnavas, inquiries through the living entities to Supreme Lord, and different types of surrenders and Lord's reciprocation to those type of surrenders. Let us see the life of Mahatma Vidura. Mahatma Vidura, since the time of his birth, was favored by Supreme Lord. He got a birth in a Shudra family, in the womb of a mother who was a Shudra. He did not get any inheritance from his parents, from his father's side, because he was a Shudra. Hence, there was no share in properties. At the same time, he got an inheritance of Krishna consciousness. Pure love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. From childhood, he had love of Shri Krishna in his heart, and that he inherited from his father Vyasadeva, and as we know from his past life as a Mahajan, that is Yamaraj. Vidur, as a representative of the Lord, knew what it means to favor devotees. He, as a person who was respected by entire Kuru dynasty, was respected by everyone. And as an elderly personality of Kuru dynasty, he was protecting, as his duty, he was protecting everyone in Kuru dynasty. But he had, as a representative of the Lord, in his heart, special favor for Pandavas. As Maharaj Yudhishthira says, just like bird protects his small siblings, similarly, Mahatma Vidur protected Pandavas since their childhood. As we know in the story of Varnavrat, as Dhritarashtra and Duryodhan, they plot a plan to destroy Pandavas. Vidurji comes to know about this plan through his spies, and he informs Maharaj Yudhishthir in a Yavana language, a Sanketic language, that very soon there will be a astra, a weapon which is sharper than the metal, will be thrown at you, and this weapon will not be able to hurt you under the ground. And Maharaja Yudhishthir, who knew so many different languages, he understand this sign language that there is a plot to kill them. And because of that, they are conscious of this plot and they save themselves with the help of Mahatma Vidur through going through the tunnel at Varnavrat, where the Lakshagrah was built to destroy Pandavas. Vidurji, entire in his life, he acted, because Pandavas had no father, they had no shelter, and Mahatma Vidur, as a representative of the Lord, always gave shelter to Pandavas. We see through the life of Pandavas that every moment Lord favored them and protected them. Just going through the dictionary meaning of a favor in American dictionary, the American dictionary says the favor means a gracious, friendly, or obliging act that is freely granted. Nothing is expected in return. And Srila Prabhupada, in prayers of mystics to Supreme Lord in the Daksha Maharaj's fire sacrifice, Srila Prabhupada explains, the favor means vatsal. This vatsal shabda comes from vatsalya. And again Srila Prabhupada gives translation of this word vatsal, means always favorably disposed. The Supreme Lord is always favorably disposed to his devotees. That's why he is called as Bhakta Vatsal. Srila Prabhupada writes over there, Supreme Lord is never known as Jnani Vatsal, but he is known as Bhakta Vatsal. Prahlad Maharaj writes in his prayers to the Supreme Lord that, Oh my Lord, you are not only Bhakta Vatsal, but you are also a Krupan Vatsal. In different pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada mentions how Supreme Lord is not only Bhakta Vatsal, but he is also a Krupan Vatsal. He shows his love, his favor to those who are even envious to the Supreme Lord. One little example is all those demons who were killed by the Lord in the battlefield and by him personally. They were specially delivered by the Lord's special mercy of being a Krupan Vatsal. And those who could not be killed, they were given a special chance to take birth in the Kali Yuga and advance in Krishna consciousness. But unfortunately, they could not separate themselves from this envious mentality. And they carried, even in that birth, Prabhupada explains that Sringi was one of those examples that he could not carry that mercy of the Lord, even being born in the Brahmana family. Now, as we saw that Lord favors his devotees, just like a child in the family, a small child, a father has a special favor for a small child, and he shows his special favor without disturbing the peace and tranquility and for the advantage of the entire family. Similarly, Krishna shows favor to his devotees without disturbing anyone, any living entity. Srila Prabhupada explains that this favor of the Lord is meant for the well-being of every living entity. As Krishna favored Pandavas at every moment of their life, that favor of Pandavas ultimately leads to the kingdom of Maharaja Yudhishthir. A kingdom in which every living entity was happy and was Krishna consciousness. So this is a proof that when Lord favors his devotees, that is not just meant for the well-being of his devotees, but that is also for the well-being of every living entity. At the same time, Lord does not favor the demoniac mentality. That mentality of being demoniac, Krishna, Srila Prabhupada says that Krishna acts as a wind in a forest between the woods. These winds brings out the fire between the wood and causes destruction of the entire forest. Similarly, all the kings and all the proud living entities who were envious of Krishna were destroyed by the fire of the Kurukshetra. As we see that the Lord protects his devotees, Lord is favorable to his devotees, how do we become favorable? How do we get that eligibility of being favorable? And Srila Prabhupada very wonderfully explains that a preliminary qualification for entering devotional service of Lord is to become a willing cooperator. We just read in a purport that a responsive cooperation is essential. And another purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, a person should become willing cooperator, and as such, one should voluntarily cooperate with those persons who are already engaged in devotional servings to the Lord. And by cooperating with such person, a prospective candidate will gradually learn the technique of devotional service, and with progress of such learning, one becomes proportionately free from contamination with material nature. And then Srila Prabhupada goes on explaining that how one can reach up to the bhav, but it begins with willing, voluntarily and responsive cooperation with those who are engaged in a loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A responsive cooperation is very important. If somebody cooperates, then we as a devotee also should, as a response, willingly and voluntarily should cooperate with devotees. As we go ahead in the life of Mahatma Vidur, a scene of Rajya Sabha where a dice match is being played and Mahatma Vidur is the only person in this entire Rajya Sabha, as we see later on also, when Duryodhan, out of his foolishness, tries to capture Lord Krishna. That is the time when again Mahatma Vidur, with fearlessness, tries to protect the dignity of the Pandava and principles of Niti Shastra. Here Mahatma Vidur, like a thunderbolt, always Mahatma Vidur is seen as a very gentle and very soft Mrudubhashi. But here Mahatma Vidur is like a thunderbolt. He has no fear of anyone. And here Srila Prabhupada gives the reason behind this fearlessness. Those devotees who are surrendered to the Lord, lotus feet of the Lord, are fearless. How? In the story of Muchukunda, Muchukunda tells Supreme Personality of Lord, Shri Krishna, that being in the family life, like a rat in a well, I am confused and bewildered trying to satisfy my senses. But the poisonous snake of death, he is completely calm and observant, anytime looking at the opportunity to destroy me. So this fear of death, fear of what has been achieved, being lost, that is always there in this material world. And again, Srila Prabhupada explains in another purport that acquiring money, wealth, name and fame for the satisfaction of the senses is like being stung by a poisonous snake. And when a devotee of the Lord utilizes all these opportunities in the service of the Lord, it is like the teeth and the poison of that snake is being taken away. Then that snake cannot bite anyone. Similarly, Mahatma Vidur being surrendered at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, he is fearless. He doesn't have anything to lose in its life. As we see in Rajya Sabha, although Mahatma Vidur tried always to protect Duryodhan, to save him from the calamity which he was bringing to entire Kuru dynasty, trying to protect Dhritarashtra and trying to protect Pandavas as well. But he was misunderstood. It is said, once Maharaj said that whenever you try to do something good, there is a chance that you will be misunderstood. And Mahatma Vidur was here misunderstood by envious people. And in this Rajya Sabha, Mahatma Vidur was insulted and humiliated by Duryodhan. Humiliated to such an extent that he was told by Duryodhana that you are the son of a maid servant. You are surviving on our own bread and butter, and you should be thrown out of this Rajya Sabha, nothing but with your breath only. These sharp arrow-like words enters through Mahatma Vidur. It is said it's like karna bani. Those arrows-like words enters through Mahatma Vidur's ears and it pierces his heart. Marmashu, core of his heart, is afflicted. But Mahatma Vidur is not feeling any pain. He doesn't feel sorry because of these words of Duryodhan. Here, Srila Prabhupada purport about how a living entity who is under the guidance of Supreme Lord does not feel any pain. Further, Srila Prabhupada describes in other purports that when a living entity who is under the protection of the internal energy of the Lord, he can see that the living entity is under the external energy of the Lord. Duryodhan, under the external energy of the Lord, was trying to be the master of everything. But trying to be master of everything, he He was completely under the grip of external energy. And external energy is under the control of the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. That is why that living entity is under the law of Krishna. And he cannot be independent. Knowing this nature of Duryodhan, Vidurji is not perplexed by his behavior. And then he understands. Also he understands in his heart. He sees the hand of his loving Lord behind this particular situation, that how Lord is bringing him closer to him. How this is an opportunity that Lord is going to take him away from this palace, this comfort of the palace, and is going to take him completely under shelter of his lotus feet and pure devotees. Srila Prabhupada mentions here a word, gata vyatha. We have a word of gata jivan, past life. Divam gata, one who was alive in past. Similarly, the vyatha, which has become gata. That means Vidurji is in fact happy with the insult of Duryodhana. Why? Because now he was being relieved from the tribulations which trouble every man, and they entangle that particular man in this material world. That means that Vidurji had spent his entire life in this kingdom of Kurus. He was a part of all the politics, all the different types of ups and downs. And now he realized that all this vyatha was a matter of past. And now the same bird who protected the entire Kuru dynasty with his wings, now same bird was ready to go to his eternal nest at the lotus feet of Shri Krishna. We see in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam always this conflict between the individuals who are under the external energy and who are under the internal energy. As we see Suruchi, under the external energy, she insults Dhruva Maharaj. We see Shukracharya, under the influence of external energy, he tries to dissuade Bali Maharaj, who is completely surrendered, who is under the control of the internal energy. And Hiranyakashyapu, who is trying to subdue Prahlad Maharaj. It is said that in such a distressful situation, as in the life of Prahlad Maharaj, Bali Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, and here in Mahatma Vidur's life, association of those devotees who are under the care of internal energy is extremely important. Because the intelligence is that, at that time, intelligence is guided by the internal energy of the Lord through those pure-hearted devotees. Srila Prabhupada gives one example of Uttara. When that Brahmastra was about to come and attack her child, that Uttara, who was a daughter of a great hero, who was a wife of a great hero, who was a mother of a great Vaishnava, who was a teacher, who was a student of a great teacher, Arjuna, and grandmother-in-law, Kunti Maharani, and mother-in-law like Subhadra. So such great association of the Vaishnavas helped her to direct her intelligence in the time of her distress and take shelter of Shri Krishna in complete surrender. It is during this dark night, words spoken from the mouth of the devotees guide our intelligence and carry us through the trials and tribulations. This is the another supreme favor by the Supreme Lord for his devotees. Vidura leaves the palace, leaving his bow and arrow in front of the Dhritarashtra's house, and he travels to all the holy dham simply for the satisfaction of the Lord. And he reaches Prabhas Kshetra, where Srila Prabhupada writes that when Vidura reaches Prabhas Kshetra, the war is over, the entire earth was under one king, under one flag. And all the citizens were happy and joyful. And Srila Prabhupada says that today there are so many flags are flapping at United Nations. But to be under the kingdom of one king, it requires special favor of the Lord. When there is a special favor of the Lord on the citizens, then only we get one king who is Krishna conscious for the entire earth. Mahatma Vidur travels to Prabhas Kshetra and he meets pure devotee Uddhava. As soon as they see each other, it is interesting to know that Vidurji is searching for the Lord. He is trying to see Lord, and Uddhava has always he has been with the Lord, and now he has left the association of the Lord as Lord has finished his external pastimes, visible pastimes, and he is also searching for the Lord in separation from the Lord, and Mahatma Vidur is also searching for the Lord. And when they both meet each other, the second section, that is inquiry, how one should inquire about the topics of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada mentions that questions are everywhere in the life of a student, a lawyer, a family member. Everywhere there are questions are being asked, but these questions, they give temporary satisfaction. But when these same questions are connected to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it brings not only satisfaction, but it brings benefit to everyone. As Mother Ganges, wherever she travels, she brings purification of everyone, irrespective of the place or the person. Similarly, questions which are asked in connection to the Supreme Lord, those questions, they help the place, the speaker, the inquirer, and everyone who are concerned, they are purified by the transcendental knowledge. It should be, in fact, Srila Prabhupada writes that a right person receiving the transcendental knowledge from the right person in a proper way is a regulative, it's a regulation of the disciplic succession. It requires a submissive inquiry, it requires service, and it requires surrender. And it is more effective, this knowledge which is received through submissive inquiry, service and surrender is more effective than knowledge which is received through the exchange of money. And Srila Prabhupada further says that such genuine inquiry gives one immunity against all kind of offenses on the path of devotional service. Also, there is one word as Ubhayesham, that such questions are beneficial to the speaker, to the listener, and anyone who is around and who by chance hears these narrations, when they are benefited by these questions. Mahatma Vidur, with utter humility, even though Uddhavji is younger to him, he is like his son, but with utter humility he speaks about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. His questions are about Shri Krishna, his relatives, and his pure devotees. Again, in this conversation, at one point, Uddhavji mentions, he tells Vidurji, "O Arindama," this word in this present connection of Srimad Bhagavatam, of King Satyavrata, whom Lord also mentions that Arindama, the same word is used by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, in the form of Matsya, to mention about King Satyavrata. And Uddhava also addresses Mahatma Vidur as Arindama. The meaning of Arindam, Srila Prabhupada explains, is one who is a subduer of enemy. Yes, the king was a subduer of the enemy. But how a pure-hearted devotee like Vidurji can be considered as a Arindama or a subduer of an enemy? Then we realize that a pure devotee subdues his enemy through his speech. Once the President Abraham Lincoln mentioned that I destroy my enemies by making them my friends. Similarly, simply by his words and his purity, a pure devotee subdues his enemies. Although without throwing a single arrow, the fact that Duryodhan had committed a Vaishnava aparad against Mahatma Vidur and Pandavas and Draupadi, he was already destroyed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And another way Mahatma Vidur subdues an enemy is by preaching. Dhritarashtra, the same Dhritarashtra who helps Duryodhan to remove Mahatma Vidur from his home, the same enemy was subdued. His heart was subdued by his preaching. Mahatma Vidur helps Dhritarashtra to come out of his sinful life and try and brings him on the path of devotional service. Here one word is mentioned between the conversation between Vidurji and Uddhava, that Swabhratya Artha Krta. One who is a servant of the Lord always wanders on this planet Earth simply with one interest, that is to serve his servants. So this is the characteristic of a pure devotee of the Lord. He has got only one interest in his life, that is the service of the Supreme Lord and his servants. Then Mahatma Vidur asks for further instruction which Uddhava had received from Lord Krishna, and Uddhava, out of etiquette, respectful etiquette, he directs him to Maitreya Rishi. And when they are about to separate, when Vidurji comes to know that Supreme Lord Shri Krishna had remembered him through Uddhavji, he cries, that he sheds tears, he cries loudly. And Srila Prabhupada mentioned that crying loudly in the ecstasy of love, this crying is the last word in the progressive path of Krishna consciousness. One who can cry for Lord in love is certainly successful in line of devotional service. So this is a path which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us, and with the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, this path is open for us how to develop that love and sentiment of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, so that one day we also develop the tears of love for him. Now, let us see how Lord reciprocates with a surrendered living entity. Mahatma Vidur, after his discussion with Maitreya Muni, he comes back to the same place from which he was insulted and he was thrown out, with one interest, that is to deliver those living entities, especially Dhritarashtra, who was still living in Bhima's and Maharaj Yudhishthira's palace. It is said that Dhritarashtra was not weak, but he was wicked. He was blind externally, but under the external blindness, he was harboring the dark vision, was always plotting a harm against Pandavas. But as Shudra's qualification, his Govind Prabhu explained, that a Shudra never leaves his master. And Vidur, the great Vaishnava, the Mahatma, he never left shelter of his eternal master, Shri Krishna's lotus feet. And he did not even forgot his master, Dhritarashtra. And he came back to help him. Ultimately, Dhritarashtra leaves the home under the guidance of Mahatma Vidur, and he achieves liberation, benefiting to a yogi because he surrendered to the pure devotee, Mahatma Vidur. It can be asked why Dhritarashtra did not achieve the pure devotional service. And there Srila Prabhupada explains that Mahatma Vidur was amazed to see the departure of Dhritarashtra, but he was sad. Why? Because he did not achieve the pure love of Godhead. And there Srila Prabhupada explains that although Vidura was liberal in his mercy to Dhritarashtra, the result of that mercy depended on the will of the Supreme Lord in the present life. Because of his apradhas to Pandavas, he could reach only up to the merging into the effulgence of the Supreme Lord. As a pure devotee is not happy when somebody does not achieve the highest goal, even the Supreme Lord is not happy. In the discussion between Uddhava and Vidura, there is a mention that Shri Krishna was not happy when when Duryodhan left his body, and there it is mentioned, the same Supreme Lord who claps and dances with joy when his devotee's son Bhima Ghatotkach leaves his body, at that time the Lord dances with joy, and Arjun had to ask, "Oh my Lord, our Ghatotkach has died. What happened?" And that time Lord mentions, "Yes, the Shakti weapon was used by Karna." At the same time, Krishna knew that although Ghatotkach in a Rakshasa body, he balanced the entire balance between the two sides by destroying the entire phalanx, one Akshoni Sainya, by crushing them at the time of his death. But he knew, the Lord knew, that also being in a Rakshasa, although being in a Rakshasa family, he died serving pure devotees of the Lord. But here Duryodhana, who was dying, seeing his imminent future, seeing his destiny, and Duryodhana being part and parcel of the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, Krishna had an affection. He reciprocated. He had affection, but Duryodhan never took shelter of that reciprocation of Supreme Lord and his pure devotees. As we see through the Shastras, that Lord reciprocates with the devotees with the love, the way they show. Lord reciprocates, as we saw, that how Duryodhana got reciprocation, how Dhritarashtra got reciprocation, and how the pure-hearted Vidura got reciprocation of the Lord. When Vidura and Uddhava were about to get separated, Srila Prabhupada mentions that Vidura and Uddhava could see the Vishwamurti of the Supreme Lord. The explanation of this word Vishwamurti is that they could see the same sweet form of the Lord in everything, everywhere they saw with their eyes. That does not mean that this was just an imagination or it was just a mental phenomena, but they could actually, or it does not mean that Lord lost his personal form, but Lord was actually present in wherever their vision they could see. So now let us see how Lord reciprocates with the devotees. There is a nice story in Jagannath Puri. There was a king called as Kod Gangadev, who was responsible for building this present Jagannath temple around 2000 years back. He had a desire to serve Lord by dressing the Lord in very opulent way. And every day he will dress Lord Jagannath in a very opulent way. At the same time, there was a Brahmana, pure-hearted Brahmana named Dhaneshwar Sharma. He would always feel that Lord is Vradesha Tanaya. He is a son of Nanda Maharaj. And every day he will dress Lord in a beautiful Vrindavan Krishna with a garland and with a peacock. One day king comes and sees that who has changed this dress. And the pujaris call Dhaneshwar. And there is an argument between both of them. The king Chodganga says that king, I am a king. And the supreme personality of a Lordhead is the kings of the all king. He is the Lord of a Lakshmi. He is a Lakshmipati. And hence, he should be worshipped with all the Aishwarya, all the reverence, all the awe. Dhaneshwar Sharma, with his humility, he says, but the Lord is the Lord of a Vrindavan. He's a son of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai. He's a friend of Sudama. And he should be served, he should be dressed as a king of Vrindavan. Ultimately, the discussion goes further and a situation arises where a Brahmana dies. And Dhaneshwar, he feels himself responsible because the Brahmana was quietly taking away his plate every day, prasadam plate, and while running away, he falls and he dies. And Dhaneshwar decides that he should end his life by entering in the fire. And he was about to enter in the fire, that time Lord appears as Yagneshwar. And he asks Dhaneshwar, why do you want to end your life? He explains to the Lord, I want to serve you in the form of Nandanandan. So Lord, as a Jagannath, as a form of a Yagneshwar, takes him in his lap and he said, I fully agree with you. At that time, king comes crying. And Lord asks, why you are crying, king? He said, oh Lord, I feel you are a Lakshmipati. And I feel you should be served as a king of a king. And the Lord says, I agree with you also. And he takes him in also in the lap. So Lord reciprocates with the love of the devotee. And hence, Lord Jagannath is dressed throughout the year in different times as a Raj Raja Vesh, or Lord Ramchandra Vesh, or Lord Nishingad Vesh, and especially in the Sonar Vesh. At the same time, every day night, just before Lord goes to sleep, he is dressed as son of Nanda Maharaj, as a king of Vrindavan. We see His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj tells one beautiful story of reciprocation, that once there was a story, there was a His Grace Madhudish Prabhu, there was an argument between Madhudish Prabhu and Her Grace Yamuna Mataji. Madhudish Prabhu was saying that Krishna and Balram are same. There is only one difference between both of them, that is the color. Otherwise there is no difference. And Yamuna Mataji was saying, but there is a difference. Krishna is the Lord of Radharani. That is the difference. And then that argument continued, and His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj took both of them in front of Srila Prabhupada and asked to resolve this difference of opinion between devotees. And Srila Prabhupada heard Madhudvish Prabhu and he said, yes, you are right. And he heard Yamuna Mataji and he said, yes, you are also right. Then His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, but Srila Prabhupada, someone has to be right. And Srila Prabhupada said, yes, you are also right. And then Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, but Prabhupada, somebody has to be right. And then Srila Prabhupada said, you decide amongst yourself. So there are wonderful stories of Srila Prabhupada, how he reciprocated with the devotees, with the mindset. As it is said that during the time, during the 60s, there was in Western world, there was a counterculture. There was a culture of earning, getting knowledge, and earning and becoming a respectable person in the society. And that, against that culture, there was a counterculture of this hippie movement. And seeing the mindset of affinity of this toward this counterculture of these young people, Srila Prabhupada brought a counterculture to that counterculture. He brought the pure Krishna consciousness with them, and he brought them in the path of bhakti. And at that very time, there was a culture in India that Indian people were going to the Western world. And Srila Prabhupada brought another counter culture in India, that he brought those Western white dancing elephants in India and brought that same culture through these white dancing elephants, that counterculture, and gave them this culture of pure Krishna consciousness. As we see, we discuss in Mahatma Vidur's life, that Lord reciprocated in different way with different people. Same Lord was seen by Kalyavana in 400 form, but because of envy he could not see Lord. And just after some time, same 400 form of Sri Krishna was perceived by Muchukund, Maharaj Muchukund. It's a question of envy and question of love. When there is a love in the heart, Lord reciprocates with love. When there is envy in the heart, Duryodhan could not even appreciate the Virat Rupa of the Lord. He could not appreciate the Vishwarupa of the Lord. And the same devotee, Mahatma Vidur, when he sees the same Lord, he sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the Vishwarupa form. That is, he sees the Lord in everywhere where his eyes are resting. In this discussion about surrender to the Lord, two words came. One is a Dhyam Pati, that is a Lord of Intelligence. Srila Prabhupada writes here that from him comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. So Lord is called as Dhyam Pati, from whom the intelligence and remembrance comes. Recently we had a very wonderful, very glorious, we came to know about the passing away of His Grace Aindra Prabhu. We came to know, we saw that how a mention by Uddhava to Vidurji that Lord had remembered you. Just this one mention brought such an intense love in Vidurji's heart. I was just reading on internet that Aindra Prabhu, many years back, in Vrindavan, once in the early morning of in front of Srila Prabhupada, somebody just thrust mrudanga to him to lead the kirtan. And for the first time in his life, he led this kirtan. And after the kirtan, Srila Prabhupada just mentioned one word, Jai. And this one word of Jai brought such intense love and surrendered, the mood of surrender, that from that day, that moment onward, His Grace Aindra Prabhu completely dedicated his life at serving Srila Prabhupada through this kirtan of singing for the pleasure of Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar. Not only that, his entire life, we see one word as Urukrama in this this preparation, one word came as Urukrama. Lord is also called as one whose activities are very wonderful, beyond imagination of any living entity. So when a devotee surrendered himself at the lotus feet of that devotee who is completely surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the same quality of Urukrama, as we see in the life of Srila Prabhupada, that so many activity, everything Srila Prabhupada did was beyond imagination of any living entity. Everything Srila Prabhupada spoke, he did, he acted. Similarly, His Grace Aindra Prabhu, in his life, such wonderful kirtan. Many times we cannot even imagine a person can sing in such wonderful way. And his entire life he spent nothing but for the remembrance of the Lord. And the same Lord, Dhyanpati, at the intense moment of his last moment of his life, where situation was so intense, it's very difficult to remember Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. But Lord, as a Dhyanpati, the Lord of intelligence, he immediately, Aindra Prabhu immediately got an inspiration from the Lord that this is the time, no question, no point in struggling, completely surrendering everything at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any comments, Prabhus? Hare Krishna. Any questions? Srila Prabhupada ki jai.